Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week in about 5 minutes. We're talking allergies today with Dr. Richard Weber. He's an allergist, also the president of the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. And here again is Dr. Mike Roizen.
And this person says, I occasionally get spring allergies, meaning when the pollen comes out from the trees, I start sneezing and sniffling, and fall allergies. But I don't want to get shots for it. I can't afford them. Can I get over-the-counter? Is there something I should take over-the-counter beforehand or during or just when I get symptoms?
Okay. With allergies, as with a lot of other things, it's really better to be proactive and plan ahead. And so if a person knows that they always have trouble in March or say, in August, then in the middle of February, they ought to start taking some medication. Now, what most people do is they just go and get some over-the-counter antihistamines, and there are certainly some decent ones that are relatively non-sedating now that can just be picked up off the shelf. Although most people do that, that's not as effective as using a nasal steroid spray. That's really much better for controlling the allergy symptoms, but that does require a prescription, and so you do need to see at least your regular doctor about that. And it's, again, much better if you plan ahead, and so that if you start the nasal steroid spray a couple of weeks or so before you really expect the symptoms to crank up. If you start when you're already miserable, you're playing catch-up, and it's a lot harder. There is some research that shows that if you start the nasal steroid beforehand, you may actually decrease the amount of allergic antibodies that are being produced in your nose. So medical management, like with an inhaled steroid nose spray or just relying on some over-the-counter or prescription antihistamines can frequently work pretty well and certainly is the first thing that ought to be tried, I think, by everybody before they think about allergy shots.
Now, by the way, this person responded pretty quickly to the question and said, does the nasal steroid have steroid side effects like baseball players get?
No. Fortunately, when you're blowing it up your nose, the concentration and the particular steroid itself is, first of all, it's designed that the first pass through the body goes through the liver and it gets broken down into an inactive form. So you don't see the kind of steroid side effects that you would see if you were taking oral steroids like prednisone or getting steroid injections. The major side effect from a nasal steroid is bloody nose. And we tend to see that more where I am in Colorado because in the winter it really gets dry, and so maybe that's a little more of a problem. But it usually just means backing off for a short period of time. That's the major side effect. So there aren't any obnoxious side effects as one would associate with oral steroids like prednisone.
We've got so many interesting comments on it. I should say go to the website www.acaai.org, American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.org. www.acaai.org would be a good site. Now, I'm not going to get to all of these, so are spring allergies getting more common? I seem to get them more frequently the older I get.
You know, the old dogma used to be that the one thing that got better as you got older was allergies. And because ordinarily allergic antibodies are supposed to peak out like in the teens or early 20s, and they very gradually subside as you get older. So theoretically, if you got older, the hay fever should have gotten better. But we're seeing just the opposite now. I'm seeing more older patients coming in with hay fever for the first time, whether they're in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. And I suspect that some of it has to do with climate change that we're dealing with, and so that pollen seasons, whether you're talking about trees or talking about some of the late summer weeds, are for the trees, they're coming on earlier, they're lasting longer, so the season is longer, and the trees are producing more pollen, so the peaks of exposure are higher. And there's actually some work out of Europe showing that indeed there are more people getting sensitized. So that whether that's the only factor, probably not, but I certainly am seeing more patients who are a little bit older coming in with hay fever for the first time, and people who normally have trouble, say, in April are coming in and complaining in March. And I do believe that that has something to do with climate change and increased temperatures.
My mom told me, another one goes, that if I put honey under my tongue and suck on it every day, I will not have pollen allergies because honey is made from pollen.
You know, that doesn't work. And years ago, we actually had a patient who got very, very sick with a variety of allergy problem, which was affecting her whole body, and it was because she was taking bee pollen that she'd gotten at the health food store. Not a good idea. It doesn't really work that well.
And do allergies sometimes get worse? In other words, this person writes, when I first had allergies, I didn't seem to mind them much. Now they're much worse for me, and I feel like I occasionally are choking, can have trouble breathing with it. Is the allergy getting worse, or am I just getting exposed to more of whatever causing the allergy in the spring?
Okay, it's probably a mix of both of those things, because there is something called the priming effect, and what it is that as a season progresses, it takes less and less exposure to induce the same amount of symptoms. And it's because the allergic inflammation that's going on in the nose or down in the chest is getting worse, and it's kind of cranked up, and it just makes you more sensitive. So indeed, as a season goes by, you may find that you're having more trouble with the less exposure. And if you follow the pollen counts on the TV or whatever, you say, well, why am I having this much trouble when the count is starting to drop off?
Dr. Weber, we're going to have to go to a necessary break. We want to thank you. We're going to have you back. And Joe?
Hi, you're the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royza. Thank you so much for listening today on Radio MD. Stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.